Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? And happy Friday. Welcome to your morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life, prayer, and a daily task. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-H-W-S-I, self, through clicking the follow link on the morning motivation page of fieldfire.com. Well, our topic for today is research your destiny. Research your destiny. And this is the finale of 5 steps to making your dreams come true. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. We're also on our last 100 days, remove all other challenges. We are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. So you should be on a 59. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. What is a hot day? Say it with me wherever you are. Research your destiny. Now say, research my destiny. Praise the Lord. As you know, in this challenge, removing spiritual and natural clutter for our lives, and we've been working it since December 23rd, which was day 100, and here we are now on day 59, believe it, there are now only 58 more days left, 2017, and that you bring in a more fruitful 2018, and that you accomplish in 2018 all of the things that you wanted to accomplish this year that you didn't, last year that you didn't, and all throughout your life that you've been planning but really never accomplished. Instead of waiting until you're ready to die and throwing together a last-minute bucket list, why can't every day of your life you living your best life now? Why can't you be accomplishing something from the bucket list while you are healthy and while you are living and while you have strength in your body? Life is not meant just to wait until you die, although we will all die. But life is meant to be lived within the purpose and destiny God has ordained for you, happily, joyfully, and joyously, every day, seeing your dreams come true and putting in the work to make them come true. So throughout this week, I've been teaching you on topics to prepare you for what you're going to do today and over this weekend, which is to be able to find out where you fit in life, so that you can seek your purpose and destiny from the Lord and then write out your vision. So we dealt with on Monday the characteristics of movers and shakers. On Tuesday, I dealt with you on where do you fit in. And then on Wednesday, I dealt with you on part one of the five steps to making your dreams come true. And what I did is I laid out for you the five steps. Then on yesterday, we dealt with step two, which was writing the draft of your vision. I taught you how to write the vision in the five categories which must be included. And so here we are today, wrapping up this. That was part two on yesterday, wrapping it up in the finale on how to research out the things that you've been writing down. So in Hosea 4 and 6, God says, we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, there's another saying that people often quote, which is people who forget or don't know their history are bound to repeat it. So God says that you're destroyed for your lack of knowledge. The reason you are destroyed is because you don't know what you should be doing. And because you don't know what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, how you should be doing it, where you should be doing it, who you should be doing it with, who you should not be doing it with, where you should be planting your seed, where you should be obtaining your knowledge, you keep finding yourself repeating the same non-productive cycles. Whether that be in your marriage, whether it be in ministry, whether that be with your children, whether that be with your finances, whether that be in your health, you just keep recycling through the same old bad habits. Because you won't put forth the work to get yourself out of those situations by researching what it takes to make your future different from your present and from your past. For example, as an attorney, I can't always believe that I have all the answers. Sometimes I have to put in more work or more research on a particular case than I have to do for others. Sometimes I have to reach out to other attorneys and bring them in as co-counsel on a case because it hit an area of the law that I'm not familiar with. Other times, law offices hire me to be their expert witness or to be co-counsel. I also have a judge who owns a law office who's reaching out to me right now about becoming of counsel for his law office. On yesterday, another attorney from a major law office reached out to me to help on a case and said another attorney told him to call me to help on this case. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to be someone who's willing to obtain knowledge and to be willing to admit when you don't have enough knowledge. It is not weakness to admit that you don't know something. Sometimes people come to me for cases and I turn them down or I refer them somewhere else because I don't have any knowledge in that particular area of law. And even if I tried to study it, it wouldn't be fast enough to prevail in their case. My people are destroyed, says the word. You are living subpar. You are settling for less. You are living beneath your means. You are in bankruptcy. You keep getting divorced or separated. You keep picking the wrong girlfriend or the wrong boyfriend. Your children keep living in poverty and not being able to enjoy other things that other kids do due to your refusal to gain knowledge. Wasn't that powerful? But today I came to encourage you that you don't have to remain in that situation. You can decide today that whatever it is that you want to have in the future, you're going to put in the work to learn what you need to know to do it successfully. So very quickly, because our time is about to run, I'm going to give you a few steps to gain knowledge. Number one, you have to know what it is that you need to gain knowledge in. What is the subject area? Number two, know where to find the knowledge. We've gotten into the days where people rely on Wikipedia for everything. And although Wikipedia is good for some things, it is not what we would call in the law a primary source. In other words, a credible source of knowledge, because anyone, which would mean people without the appropriate knowledge, can go in and add information to Wikipedia, and a lot of times they won't even source where they've gotten it because it's rumors, innuendo, hearsay, opinions, and biases that they are presenting as fact. So go to the appropriate sources. Yeah, find some law, find some encyclopedias, find some people who are successful in this. Read some books from successful people to obtain the correct knowledge, and then also read some books about the people who failed. I can tell you, you will never find an extraordinary person who did not fail at something, because they learned from their errors. Oprah failed. Bill Gates failed. Warren Buffett failed. Abraham Lincoln failed in politics multiple times before he became the well-known president that he is today. Everybody who is successful failed at some point or another. Don't let failure scare you. Don't let the fear of future failure make you surrender your present fight. Don't let the fear of future failure make you surrender your present fight. Don't let the fear of future failure make you surrender your present fight. I can't be afraid that I'm going to lose a case to make me give up now. Do you understand? The next step, write down what you have learned. That goes back to what I taught you yesterday from Habakkuk 2:1-3. You have to learn to write things down. I know in this tech age, we don't like to write things down, but you must keep a journal. You must keep a notebook. You must write things down. As a matter of fact, for those five areas that I discussed with you yesterday, how about when I write my vision statement, I would have it in my journal, but I also have like a little small five subject notebook. Because for those five categories, as I wrote my vision down, I had the vision written on one sheet of paper, and then I wrote it down and had the little steps within it. But I also used to keep the notebook where I could go back and make changes throughout the year, because some of the things that I planned, maybe I wouldn't be able to do, or maybe life would happen, and you have to make changes, or sometimes you have to adjust the vision. So you got to write it down, and then, of course, you got to go into prayer, and then you must revise as necessary. Now, our time is run. We must go into prayer, but you must go back and listen to every broadcast you missed this week. Because that is what will bring all of this together for you, so that over the weekend you can write out everything I've told you to do. Because on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to address all of those five areas individually. And I actually will be in St. Louis for the Church of God in Christ National Convocation, because I am Kojic, but I'm still going to have the morning motivation going on, and you don't want to miss this, so you got to be ready. Let's pray, and then I'm going to give you your task for today, and we'll end with our song for today. Father, we come in Jesus' name praising you. We come magnifying you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify our Lord with me, and let us exalt your name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah for the victory, hallelujah for the better life, hallelujah for our best lives, hallelujah, Lord, for our futures, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to create in us clean hearts, renew within us right hearts. Father, we praise you because this is a day of victory. All throughout this day, there is nothing but victory, victory, victory. No matter what attack comes, comes against us, victory, victory, victory. No matter what Satan does, victory, victory, victory. Victory in our homes, victory with our families, victory on our jobs, victory in our minds, victory in our souls, victory in our spirits, victory in our health, victory in our finances, victory in our ministries, victory in our dreams, victory in our futures, victory in our hands, victory in our feet, victory in our walk, victory in our positioning, victory, 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 victory for our children, victory for our spouses, victory for our girlfriends or boyfriends, victory in our neighborhoods, victory, Lord God, victory in our purpose, victory in our passion, everything that we put our hands to, victory, 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 victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, don't you feel his presence? We count it done right now. For everyone listening now and those who will listen later, we speak victory, that they will research their futures, because you are taking us to our best lives now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me give an altar call and then I'll give you your task for today. If you are not saved or you are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I repent now and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to church this Sunday. If you don't have a church and you're in the Miami area, I invite you out to my church, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. You can look us up on Facebook. Wherever you are, make sure you're in church this weekend. Make sure you are reading the Word and developing your own intimate relationship with the Lord, and make sure you never miss morning motivation. This is how we get your soul in order as well. All right, our topic for today is research your future or research your destiny. This is day 59 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. Your task for today, day 59 of the challenge, is to write out, I need you to refine your destiny statement or your vision statement in your journal. I need you to go back throughout this weekend and listen to all five broadcasts today at fieldthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. It's going to show you how to find your passion, how to find your purpose, how to seek God, and you need to have that statement written out so that you're ready Monday morning, and I need you to share this with at least five people over the weekend. All right, our song for today is Seasons by Donald Lawrence, because it's now your season. Have a blessed weekend, everyone.
I was up late one night and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And I feel blessings in the air, those seeds that you've sown. You're gonna come into your own, seeds, walk into your seeds. Oh, I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do.
I feel.
That I feel them, young.
Blessings in the air.
Those seeds that you've sown. It's time to come into your own. Seeds.
Walk into your seeds.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have stayed, those who have prayed, he's gonna fulfill the promise he made. For I heard the Spirit say, "It's your time, the wait is over." into your feet.
I feel,
thank you, Jesus.
Seasons everywhere
that I feel them.
I feel
blessings
in the air.
Oh, seed that you've sown, you're gonna come into your own. Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown. Yeah. Go on, go on, go on.
Let me tell you something. You better quit waiting until it's time to die to try to catch up on living your best life. Your season is right here with arms wide open waiting for you. Research this weekend how to get there. Get everything ready, because I'm going to lead you there next week. All right, I love you. Go to feelthefire.com to hear all of the prior broadcasts. Catch up where you've been missing out and order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter journal. You better go get yours, because I got mine.